This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 184 for Friday, December 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market moved to the downside on Friday to go with comparable oils showing gains and declines. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were lower, while European rapeseed sharply rose and crude oil was also higher. The Canadian Grain Commission reported canola exports for the week ended December 8th at 140,200 tons, down from 193,400 the previous week. So far this marketing year, 4.029 million tons have been exported, compared to 2.144 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The January canola contract was down $6.10 per ton at $612.50, while the March contract was down $4.50 per ton at $624 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in negative territory. Ukraine's ag ministry said the country is on track to produce 55 million tons of grain in 2024. It also said Ukraine had an exportable surplus of 20.5 million tons of corn during 2024-25. As of December 13th, Ukraine has exported 8 million tons of corn this marketing year. Chinese 2024 corn production rose 2.1% from the previous year at 294.92 million tons. A lack of recent rainfall has put a halt to corn planting in the top-producing Argentine province of Cordoba. Nationally, corn planting was 56% complete and in 98% good to excellent condition. The March corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.42. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its monthly crush data on Monday, with the trade estimating 196.713 million bushels of soybeans processed in November. Soy oil stocks were estimated to be 1.123 billion pounds. The USDA reported a private export sale of 200,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery later this marketing year. December palm oil production in Malaysia could be down by as much as 20% in December due to ongoing rainfall and floods. The January soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.88. The CGC reported 360,200 tons of Canadian wheat exports during the weekend of December 8th, compared to 478,500 tons 1 week earlier. So far this marketing year, 7.271 million tons have been exported, down from 7.543 million last year. Ukraine has an exportable surplus of 16.2 million tons of wheat, of which 9.2 million were already sent out of the country. Ukraine wheat prices could be up $20 to $25 US per ton in December, according to the country's producers' union. Sovacon said December Russian wheat exports could decline by 17% from November. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 13th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.